Hey, this is Jacob. Are you ready? Let's find out. Down Gilead Lane.
I'm never gonna learn how to play golf.
All you gotta do is hit it, Timmy.
I am just hitting it.
Just focus right on the... Oh,
oops.
Tim!
Four.
Already. Just tell Grace what you want her to do for the dumb article and let her worry about it.
Sorry, Tiffany, but we can't do that, especially because it's her premier column.
If you don't want to brainstorm with us, then you don't need to stick around.
Thank you, Lauren. But the only one who doesn't belong here is you. Aren't you just supposed to take pictures?
Which is why I'm here. We have to decide the slant we're going to take for the first column so that I know what style photo you guys want when I go do the shoot.
Just say she's Grace and let her have at it.
If you're not going to help...
Wait a minute. That's not a bad idea.
What?
Well, that's the slant. We'll say she's Grace. And the theme can be that she's a lady who lives up to her name.
Yeah. Like, we can introduce her as someone who's been up against a lot since she came to Coleraine.
I don't think we need to go that far.
And that she's shown grace to everyone around her.
Right.
Maybe you guys can leave your little holy roller ideas at home. This is a town newspaper, not a church thing.
But we wouldn't make it churchy. It'll just contain the facts about who she is and what she's like. Oh, hey, Maya.
Oh, hey, guys.
Are you still coming over for our Bible study tonight?
Yeah, I think so. Tiff, Dad asked me to come tell you that he has to take you to dance early tonight.
Good. Had all I can take of this. You'd love it, Maya. They want to make the quarterly all about God.
No, Tiffany, we just want to introduce Grace like she really is before she starts getting into all the advice column.
And since no one's writing in yet, this is the perfect chance.
I think that sounds pretty cool.
Of course you do. You Bible freaks are all the same. But what makes you think Grace is different from anyone else? How do you know she doesn't sit at home plotting revenge on all of us?
Because we know Grace.
Yeah, and you don't.
I didn't ask you. Maybe she's going to use this dumb article to get even with everybody. And you're playing right into her hands.
She's not like that. See, that's why our slant would be so perfect.
Yeah, Grace is a Christian, and Christians shouldn't put their focus on getting even.
Well, that's enough preaching for me today. Thanks, Pastor Justin.
You never listen. You just don't get it. Not everyone's like you, Tiffany.
Maya, you don't have to.
You're all just a bunch of dreamers. Have fun with your little Bible group.
Okay, well, what do we tell Miss Gray then? We have to have this to her by today.
I just say we stick with what we have. I don't think Tiffany's coming back.
Oh boy, I have to get these files in order here.
Daddy, Daddy!
Well, hello there, Timmy.
Look what I got today. Andy passed them out at school.
Now, what do we have here?
Andy's having his birthday party this Saturday.
Yeah, I see that. 2 days, pretty short notice, huh?
I know. And it's miniature golf.
Yeah, that's what it says. Well, what's the matter?
I don't know how to golf. Oh. And how am I supposed to learn in 2 days?
Hey, I can give you some pointers. We've got some clubs out in the garage.
Can we start right now?
No, not tonight. We got to eat dinner, and then Maya's going to come over for a little Bible study later.
Okay. Tomorrow, right after school?
Deal. Soon as I get home from work.
Tiff, Justin still needed you to figure out that article.
What? Did you just get home from there?
Yeah, I tried to help a little bit since you totally left.
Since I'm such a bad person and didn't want to make everything about God.
But it's not about that.
Maya, go away. I have like 5 minutes to eat before Dad and I leave. Give me a break.
Well, I still think you could have been nicer.
Don't you have somewhere else to be instead of showing up everywhere I go? Shouldn't you be getting ready for your little Bible bunnies or whatever it is you do?
It's not Bible bunnies. It's a Bible study.
Whatever. Can't you go early?
You're the one who needs it.
Oh, good comeback. What do you freaks do over there anyway?
We're not freaks. And we just read verses from different books.
Different books? What, you mean there's more than the Bible? Help us.
No, different books in the Bible. And we talk about what they mean and...
Forget I asked.
Why did you do that?
Like I did it on purpose. My arm just bumped the bowl, so sue me.
What is this?
Sorry, Dad. Maya made me dump the chips everywhere.
I did not.
Tiffany, finish your sandwich. We have to go.
Anything to get away from her.
Don't start. I have a meeting after I drop you off and 15 things to do before that.
Why did you even ask about the Bible study if you don't even want to listen?
It wasn't a serious question.
Girls, I don't have time for this.
But she always...
Maybe you didn't hear me, Maya. That's enough. Now clean up this kitchen before you go anywhere.
But Tiffany's going to mess it up, and I have to be at the Morrisons.
You don't have to be anywhere. Now sweep up this floor, load the dishwasher, and wipe the counters.
Dad, that'll take forever.
The cleaning lady doesn't come for another 2 days. Clean the kitchen or forget the Morrisons. Do you understand?
Yes.
Tiffany, do you have your bag?
Okay.
These raspberry squares are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Thanks, but Justin did over half the work.
Mm. Well, they are wonderful. I wish Maya would have made it over here.
Yeah, I really thought she was coming.
Me too. Well, I saw her at the quarterly this afternoon. She said she'd be here.
Mm. Oh, well, do you think we should have waited?
No, Mary, we waited long enough. And, well, come on, there'll be other nights.
Oh, you're right. Those were such good verses, though.
Yeah, I always forget those types of fruit.
Hey, everyone. Hi, Maya.
Well,
oh, honey, where were you?
Well, I had to clean the whole kitchen before I could go anywhere. And then when my mom got home, she made me do all of my homework.
They made me do mine, too. Mm-hmm. Math was hard tonight, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't too bad. But what I miss?
Raspberry squares.
Of course.
I think she means about the Bible study, Mikey.
Oh.
Tell you what. We'll scoop you up some dessert, Maya, and then we'll have a little contest to see who can remember what was in the verses.
Dad.
Daddy, you always make us review.
Well, we have to see if you learned anything, right?
Can't we just read her the verses?
Nope. No getting out of it. We're going to see what you really know.
Okay, but let's give her some background first. Maya, we read from Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 26, and it talks about the fruit of the Spirit in there.
And the different types of fruits are like proof that you've got God living inside of you, like what shows from the inside out.
Good definition, Brookie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can you list the fruit of the Spirit?
Love and joy.
Good.
What else?
Being kind.
Uh-huh.
And good.
Uh-huh. Peace and patience.
Wow, good memories. But there are three more, Haley.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness?
Yeah. And?
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
There you got them!
Yes!
So, if you don't have those things, you're not a Christian?
Whoa, Maya. Come on, what makes you think that?
Well, if those things are proof that God's living inside you, then I'm in trouble. Especially with the gentleness and patience thing.
I'm not good at patience either. I'm never going to learn how to play golf.
Hmm? Maya, we all need help. None of us can have these qualities by our own power.
And we need to lean on God completely and allow Him to live through us. Hopefully, those qualities or that fruit will start to show more and more.
I got a long way to go.
Me too.
Speaking of fruit, what do you say to some seconds on the raspberry squares?
Oh, Michael James.
Maya, would you just get out of the bathroom? I can't even see my whole face in the mirror.
I just got in here.
Well, hurry up. I still have to put my makeup on, and you're totally in the way.
It's my bathroom, too.
Then just move over. Didn't you learn anything at your little Bible bunnies last night?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. What was it about?
I missed most of it.
Well, you were over there long enough. You must have learned something.
It was about being patient and kind and good.
Being kind?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you didn't learn anything.
What do you know?
I know that you're a selfish little bathroom hog, and that's not good or kind.
You totally don't get it. You can't just
that
tell me...
That is enough.
Maya, go get ready in the guest bathroom.
Mm-hmm. But Mom, she was the
I am tired of hearing your constant bickering. Dad and I are sending the two of you over to the bed and breakfast tomorrow. That way you can fight all you want and we won't be bothered.
No, Mom, that's Saturday.
Mother, what am I supposed to do with the bed and breakfast?
You'll be put to work, and the reason you're being sent there is precisely because it is Saturday. Your father and I simply won't put up with all this arguing on our day off.
Mom, what if we just, we won't
The decision's either. Made. End of argument. Now, Maya, get down to the guest bathroom. You have 5 minutes before you leave for school.
Ooh, not so wildly next time, Timmy.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
Well, it's okay. It's okay, Muscles. You just have to control that swing or we're going to need a new garage door.
When do I get to yell, four? Don't they do that in golf?
Yes, they do. Son, you yell four when you want to let people know the ball's coming and you want them to get out of the way. You want to warn them. But first, let's just focus on your swing now. Come on.
I'm never going to get this.
Now, yes, you will, Timmy. Come on, the party's not until tomorrow, and, boy, you're doing great.
Thanks.
Good. All right, just remember, keep your feet apart. That's it. Spread them out. Bend your knees just a little.
Oh,
nice.
Hey, Dad.
Oh.
Hi, Timmy.
Oh, hi.
Now, what are you two up to?
Oh, we're just going to the park, since I can't do anything at all tomorrow.
Tim, you can't stand like that when you play golf.
Huh?
What do you have planned for tomorrow, Maya?
I have to work with Tiffany at the bed and breakfast tomorrow because my mom and dad are sick of us fighting.
Well, we'll be saying some special prayers for you tomorrow then, huh? That your time with Tiffany will be good.
Thanks.
Sure.
Now, Tim, here, watch.
Hey, not bad, Mikey.
See? Hole in one. All you gotta do is hit it, Timmy.
But I am just hitting it.
No. Your brother just makes it look easy, Timmy. Come on, he's had lots of practice. Mike, he's still a beginner. He needs to learn the basics of swing control, okay?
I still say you just hit the ball. Don't think about it so much.
Dad, could you put another ball down, please?
Okay. Just remember what I said now, but not swinging so wildly. Just focus right on the...
Four. And since Becca just finished sweeping this front hall in the kitchen, all you have to do is scrub the floors.
Oh, is that all?
Yep, that's all. So fill the buckets with warm soapy water and go ahead and start.
What about you, Brooke? You're just going to get me and Maya to do all your dirty work around here?
This is what Ms. Kopeck assigned for you to do. I had no say in it. But I'll be answering the phones and filing papers if you need me.
What a help. Maya, go get the water.
Why should I get it?
Come on, Maya. I'll help you.
Thanks. You know, Tiff, you didn't have to be so mean to Brock. She really didn't do anything.
Okay, let's make a deal. You keep the Jesus talk to yourself, and I'll pretend you're not here.
I'm just saying that you don't have to be so mean all the time.
And I'm just saying that I wish you'd stop talking to me.
Fine. But I really think that you should
Oh, you're unbelievable. What? What do you think? That I should be brainwashed just like you? Is that what you're gonna say?
Brainwashed? I'm not brainwashed.
You wanna bet?
I'm a Christian, Tiff, and I wanna live how Jesus wants me to, and you should at least give him a chance.
Why? So I can become a freak like you?
Because you need God more than anyone else I know. Because maybe then at least people could stand to be around you.
Oh, since you put it that way. You think I should start learning Bible stories and stuff like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess. You could start there.
Isn't there a Bible story about Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
And how God made the world?
Well, yeah.
And a flood. Isn't there something about a big old flood?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with...
Well, how's this for a flood? Now just leave me alone!
That went well.
Grace, it's Michael and Maya.
Come on in.
Hi, Grace.
Well, hello, Maya. You guys want to come sit down in the living room?
Sure.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine. But I heard you had a pretty rough day today, Maya.
How'd you hear that?
Well, Brooke was over here earlier.
Nothing goes right when I'm with Tiffany, especially when I try to talk about God.
It's always tough when you try to show God's love to someone who just doesn't understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem hard for anyone else. Like Brooke and Justin, they're always nice back to Tiffany, even when she's a jerk to them.
Believe me, they don't think it's any easier. They've just had more practice. It's like me and Timmy with the whole golf thing. I just kind of forgot he'd never practiced playing before.
I heard about the garage window.
Yeah, I had to say sorry about that one. If I hadn't made him so frustrated, he wouldn't have messed up so bad.
I think Michael's right about that. You know, you need to be patient and gentle with someone who's just learning. Well, like when you're talking to an unbeliever. You'll only get them frustrated if you speak in anger.
I just can't do it. Mike, I don't even know how you did it at the beginning of the year.
Did what?
You were always so nice to me whenever I was mean to you. You know, before I became a Christian.
Are you kidding?
No way. Don't you remember? All the time in Mrs. Collins' class. I don't know how you could stand it.
I remember hearing all about it.
I remember, too. Like when we would fight over Anna, and I tried to say sorry for treating you bad. So I'm sorry for being mean or whatever, Maya.
Oh, that's all right, Mike. We all have our bad days.
Well, if you would just lighten up and act nice once in a while, I wouldn't have bad days.
You're right.
Yeah, well, maybe if you'd just become a Christian like me, you wouldn't be so bad.
How is it different when you're a Christian? I don't know anything about that.
Obviously. First of all, you learn about forgiveness, which is the only reason I'm talking to you. I have to forgive you because God wants me to.
Interesting. I'd like to learn more about this Christianity and God's love. So what else?
I don't have time for this. So do you forgive me or what?
I don't remember it quite like that, Michael.
Me neither.
Well, I do. I mean, I always meant to be nicer to you, but it never felt like it came out right.
Well, that's usually how it does feel.
Well, you were way better with me than how I am with Tiffany.
Didn't you hear what I just said? Don't you remember the beginning of the year at all?
I totally remember it. And I don't know why you bothered to keep trying with me.
So, Maya, what I'm saying is that I'm really sorry for anything I did or said to hurt your feelings and make you feel bad. In fact, I'm sorry for anything that's ever happened to make you sad in life.
Whatever. Like, I care what you feel?
I understand. But I still just wanted to ask your forgiveness for however I may have hurt you.
You are such a religious freak. Why don't you just go away?
Because God loves you, and he wants me to show that love, too. Isn't there anything I can do to make your life better?
Like I said, just go away.
Okay, but first, can I get you anything? Is your desk comfortable enough? Can I get you a cushion, or do you want to try sitting at my desk to see if you're better? Whatever. You totally made that up.
Well, that's how I remembered it. I didn't even give you a chance.
Well, you're both wrong. Huh? You're being too hard on yourselves.
All I know is that it was really hard for me to love you and live like God wants us to.
And all I remember is that I never wanted to hear a word you said.
Now that sounds more like the truth.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you just said that we were both being too hard on ourselves.
Well, what I mean is that it's true, Mike. When you say you had a hard time loving Maya, you know, you have to have a lot of patience and pray all the time for God's help in loving people who just aren't kind in return.
And I wasn't kind.
And it's true, Maya, when you say that you didn't want to hear a word Michael said.
Because I was such a jerk about everything.
No, because you were talking about things that Maya just didn't understand, Mike. You know, when you're not a Christian, it's like there's a veil over your eyes, and you just can't see truth or light or understand love at all. But when you turn to Jesus, he removes that veil, and you can see the truth and understand God's love.
Like what happened to me. Okay, but what do I do with Tiffany? She doesn't even want to hear about God. And then anytime she asks even a little question about Christianity, it just blows up in my face.
Oh, I know this is hard to answer. But how do you talk to Tiffany when she asks you questions?
Well, I try to answer, and then I usually get really mad at her. Mm.
And does she know you're mad?
Well, you know, I'm not very good at hiding it.
And that's why we'll keep praying for you.
You need God's strength at times like that.
I know I did when I used to talk to you, Maya.
Believe me, Maya, I'm speaking from experience when I tell you that it's hard to always respond in a way that's pleasing to God. But it's so important.
Who did you have to be nice to, Grace?
Well, one example is Ms. Kopeck. All through growing up, I had to be respectful and kind to Ms. Kopeck when she worked at the house that I lived in. And believe me, that was sometimes my biggest struggle.
What am I supposed to do? I mean, if Tiffany asked me stuff about God, should I just walk away since I know we'll only end up fighting?
Definitely not. Because that's exactly what Satan would want. For you not to be able to talk about God. Or for everything you say about him to come out in anger.
Then what?
I'll tell you what helped me. I memorized it when I was a little girl. It's in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 through 16, and it says this. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
Even Tiffany?
Even Tiffany. And it goes on to say, but do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
Good memory, Grace.
I had to live by those verses sometimes, knowing that Ms. Kopeck was watching me and that my words to her might be seeds planted in her heart. And what kinds of things will grow from seeds planted in bitterness and in anger?
That just sounds really hard, Grace, and I don't know if I can do it.
What can't you do?
What if I mess up? What if I get mad and then Tiffany never wants to become a Christian? That'll all be my fault.
Oh, honey, you know, it doesn't depend on you. God is so much bigger than that. He just expects us to lean on him and to do our best to show his love to others. And he promises he'll give us the strength we need.
Yeah, how do you think I got through last fall with you, Maya?
Thanks a lot.
How would you like to pray right now, Maya, before you go home?
Yeah, thanks.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for all you've done in Maya's life. And we ask right now that you would give her the strength.
Well, are you ready? Ready to share the love of Jesus Christ with those around you? It's not always easy. But God will give you the strength to do it. We want to help you too. We have a free package of stuff that we would be happy to send out to help you share your faith with your friends. Just ask for it when you contact us. Our email address is gilead@cbhministries.org. Or you can write to Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. However you contact us, please be sure to include the call letters of the station that you listen to. And check out our website at cbhministries.org. Today's program, Teed Off, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Scott Heckman and Steve O'Dell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman, and I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week down Gilead Lane.